Sol News Time 709, triple team traffic on this Thursday morning. Back to the traffic center we go. What's it looking like, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, let's start on 215's West Belt. Crash just before 35th South got you backed up past 47th, and it's also in the construction zone, which doesn't leave you a lot of room to maneuver around the crash. So be prepared for a few extra minutes as you head from Taylorsville up towards the 201 freeway. Looking at a crash where a car or a truck appears to have gone off the on-ramp from 106 South to southbound I-15, so the emergency vehicles have kind of set up on the shoulder. Most of our slowing in Sandy is on the northbound side between 123rd and 90th. Eric Butler.
The I-15 trek northbound from Provo all the way to the point of the mountain is pretty good for the most part. You just have a little bit of slowing both before and after the 2100 North exit in Lehigh. Redwood Road also in good shape. Hey, if there's something you see you want us to let us know, call us up 575-5683. Be a traffic trooper. Heather?
We've got a crash in Roy on 5600 South at 1800 West, and it does look like it's causing some delays for those of you heading eastbound toward I-15. Southbound I-15, still a bit of a mess. Very slow stop and go between Antelope Drive and Layton and 200 North in Kaysville from an earlier crash. Rise Broadband, providing fast, reliable, affordable high-speed internet to Utah since 1999. Get it now for just $19.95 a month. RiseBroadband.com/SLC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.